When America invaded Iraq lately, there were 13,000 American soldiers with Jewish nationality and the double nationality with the invasion. Mm-hmm. And these people were mostly descent of the Iraqi Jews. Mm-hmm. And they made something so clearly worth recording. This is new to you. A 26th century revenge. Mm-hmm. When Nebuchadnezzar captured Jesus to Babel.
Well, you're saying that the American soldiers who were Iraqi Jews...
What happened is the following. Uh-huh. Nebuchadnezzar, 26 centuries ago, mm-hmm. captured the Jews and took them to Babel. Mm-hmm. And then his son released them because of the beautiful Esther, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. You know the story. Mm-hmm. When the Americans invaded, in Babel in particular, mm-hmm. so many monuments were robbed. Mm-hmm. It's not a kind of monument robbery for selling in the black market. No. I'm a professional politician. I mean, politics is my life. It was deliberately things that will be secretly dug in under the Aqsa Mosque. Mm-hmm. And then come innocent digging missions from all over the world, and they will find it. Ah, see? Mm-hmm. We said it's there. It was carried from Babel. Mm-hmm. And then they came over the monument area of Babel and put 3 meters thick layer of cement mm-hmm. at the pretext of making a heliport mm-hmm. and destroyed the Ashtarot, gate, which is the second most important monument on earth after the Great Pyramid.
What does this have to do with Iraqi Jews? You mentioned Iraqi Jew.
In the Iraqi Jews, the things they took from Babel, they took with the intention, to my judgment, of digging it under the Aqsa Mosque, so that when it's discovered, they say, here was the temple.
Oh, you think they put things...
Surely.
Oh. Yes. So the Iraqi Jews who moved from Iraq to Israel took antiquities...
Not when they moved, but when they went with the American invasion.
When they went...
With the American invasion.
Oh, even recently they put
Yes. And the British Museum director was mad because of this crime. So that's...
But are you talking about Americans or Israelis?
American soldiers with Israeli double nationality and Jewish religion.
So they took things from Iraq and put them underground in Jerusalem too.
That's it.
It's very interesting. I never heard that theory.
Yeah, no, it's not a theory. It's a fact I'm talking about, and you can check it.